The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 10, 1976, in Tehran, Iran.
I'm amazed that when someone tastes something, a nice food, something pleasant, he remembers and appreciates that, even in material world. How could someone see God and come from a source as powerful, as lovable as that, and then forgets? How could he forget so easily and become so badly attached to this materialism? Why is it that we are so far? I know it's in due course to my actions.
That tendency is there. Because we are very small fragment of spiritual identity. The tendency is there. The example is in just like fire and the spark of the fire. The fire and the spark is very small, but it is fire, and the big fire. Together they look very beautiful. With the fire and the spark come, but so many sparks. It looks very beautiful. But the spark sometimes falls out from the original fire. Then it is no more fire. It is fire, but it's extinguished. The illumination is over. So we are small particles of God. God is big man. We are small particles. So we are playing with the big fire. Very nice. But there is chance of falling down. The chance is there. The big fire does not fall. The big fire is always blazing. But the small fire, although it is possessing the same quality of fire, it may fall down. So we are a small particle, very, very small, atomic portion of God. Therefore, we have got the tendency to be separated from the big fire, and then we begin on the fearless. Just like another crude example comes. There's a very rich man's son. He's enjoying life. Sometimes he's saying, why not independently live? Why dependent on father? He goes out and he becomes rich. There are many examples. He was living very comfortably, rich man's son. But he left the house of his father and become a hippie. There are many practical examples. Why does he do so? I have seen in Allahabad one big lawyer, very famous lawyer, Pyarelal Banerjee. He had two sons. One son became a good barrister like him, and another son became a koala, driving a car. The reason was that this son, a koala, he fell in love with a low-class woman, and he preferred to remain a koala.
Sensual woman?
Huh?
What is that?
Look like poem.
Yeah.
So he was living in a hut cottage. So out of love, she also prepared the racial leave inside. And I said, drive a car. So that is intimately. He prepared. So that discrimination, preference, is there always. You can prepare a low-grade life out of your discretion. Nobody can check it. And by cultivation of knowledge, you can become a big man. The two tendencies are there. There is no stereotyped idea. Otherwise, he has no independence. An animal, owl.
Yes.
See, it doesn't like to remain in the sunlight. So that is also an animal. He is also eating, sleeping, mating, but he doesn't like the sunlight. What can he do? So God has given him all facilities to remain as an owl in darkness. That is God's kindness.
So we can fall as far as we want.
Fall and rise also. Why do you say fall? You can rise to the highest platform from the fallen condition. That is Krishna consciousness movement. That you are in a fallen condition, come to the highest platform and talk with God, play with God, dance with God. That is our opportunity. Now it is up to you to take it or not to take it. That is up to you. But our propaganda is this. Sattādiyaham punarjanmanaiti māmeti kāmi. You simply try to understand Krishna. Then janma karma me vibhav vijānāti sattādiyaham. This is our propaganda. We are trying to induce people to understand Krishna. Then his life is successful. Then if you don't try to understand, that is your business. But we are offering that here is a movement, you try to understand Krishna. What is wrong there? That if you don't like, who can force it? You are going country to country, door to door, town to town. What is your business? We are simply requesting that you try to understand Krishna. And Krishna says, as soon as you understand me, you come to me. Taptade aham punarjanmanaiti māmeti. Then I will be up to you. If you take theoretically, that in my understanding Krishna, I can go to the eternal, blissful, spiritual life, why not try for it? And if you inquire your life, it is very good proposal. By going back to Krishna, everything is solved. Yes, I go. So what is the method? Then if I say, chant Hare Krishna, where is the difficulty? Why you are so much determined not to do anything, to go back to home country? That is your misfortune. It is so easy, and it is the means of solving all the problems. Why not try it? All right, let me try in this life. Why don't you do it? It's a very difficult task. If you don't do it, that means you are misfortune. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya, Kono Bhagavan, this is the process to be adopted by the some fortunate person. And they do not want to become fortunate. They want to remain unfortunate. That is it.
So obviously this ignorance follows as even when we leave this body.
You leave this body, you accept another body. Tathadehantara prapti. That's why you have already accepted. When you are a child, this body was not there.
Does this happen instantly?
Not instantly, I mean to say, you have changed your body.
True.
Similarly, after giving up this body, you will change to another body. That's a fact.
And between those gaps, we are still...
There is no gap. The nature's law, it is said, just like you are walking, step by step, like this. So, when you fix up this step, then you take out of this step.
Example of a caterpillar, how it moves from one leaf to another.
Similarly, when you, by nature's law, it is fixed up, you will have to accept this body, then you will give up this body. And immediately enter into the womb of the mother to prepare another similar body, like the mother.
During this transformation, are we still ignorant? During this transformation from body to body?
No, it's not ignorant. This body, next body is achieved according to the consciousness. At the time of, if you are thinking of something to which you are very much attached, then you get that similarly. If you are thinking of your pet dog, then you get this dog body. And if you are thinking of Krishna, God, then you get this body, like Krishna. That will be decided at the time of your death. Because at the time of death, you will be absorbed in thinking which you have done throughout the whole life. Let's say the whole day you are working with some business, at night also doing that. Sattva body. So you have to train up yourself during this life. How to think of Krishna? Then there is chance of thinking of Krishna at the time of death and go back home. It is not difficult. Very easy.
So the ultimate goal is not to come back?
So what is the use of coming here? To come back? Who is happy here? Can you find out anybody who is happy here?
Not that I've seen.
Huh?
Not that I've seen.
Not that he has seen. He's not seen anyone.
Nobody. You think your king, Shah, is not happy? No. His sons, daughters, they're happy? No. He also thanks us for keeping his position. Exalted position. He has to make so many plans satisfy so many ministers, so many years. Krishna is also full of anxiety. And a small bar eating some grape here, he'll be attracted for the grape, but in little pieces. So he raises that, yes, you know, we may not do some harm to him. Everyone is full of anxiety. Sada samadvinna dhyan asad graha. Because we have adopted this material life, asad, our mind should always be full of anxiety. Nobody can be free from anxiety. That is not possible. Because we have accepted this temporary body, we have to be a full of anxiety. This is our nature. And if we act in this life to create another material body, then our all activities are spoiled. He did not ask about the constitutional position of himself. He simply engaged himself in dog's rest. Then whatever activities he has done, it is simply defeat. Next body, what he is going to get, he doesn't know. If you become a minister in this life and next life you become a dog, then what is the benefit? Can anyone challenge this? No, no, I'm not going to become a dog. Nobody can say. You are going to change the body. Now what kind of body you will get, that will depend on nature. Not on yourself. If you go to a tailor's shop, so you have to pay for if you want the better garment. Similarly, what kind of body you will get, that will depend on your what? So, in this life he may be a prime minister, but he have what like menial dogs and hogs. That is nature's thing. You cannot change. You have no hand on the administration of the nature. That is not possible. If you have infected some disease, you must suffer from it. This is nature's law. You cannot say, although I have infected this smallpox disease, I will not suffer. No, you have to suffer. Or you have to die in that disease. You cannot change. They do not know how nature is going, declaring it even. That is foolishness. People are kept in ignorance. There is no school, no college, no institution to give instruction about this science. This is the position of moral civility. People are kept in ignorance. They got the chance of human body to understand the value of life, but they are not given education by the father, by the guardian, by the king, by the guru, nobody is given. Therefore Shastra said, you should not become a guru, you should not become a father, you should not become a king, unless you are able to save it from these laws of nature. reputation of master. Then we should not become. It is duty of the guardian to give education to the defendant about the spiritual knowledge. But who is doing that? We are trying our bit because we are ordered by superiors that you do it. So we are trying as far as possible. That's all.
Is there a time limit for this spiritual growth?
Huh?
Is there a time limit?
No. In a moment you can be spiritually enlightened. So why don't you agree?
No, what I mean is from the time that you start. Has it got a deadline or something?
Well, it's starting just like when there is a seed sown, the starting is there. Now it grows a tree and there is fruit, there is flower. The fruit is green now. When it is yellow, mango, it is ripe. The beginning is when you sow the seed. That's a child. The father puts the seed within the womb of the mother. The body begins from that moment. It grows, it grows. And if it's fully grown up, it comes out. And then walks. The beginning is there. We can begin at any moment. But it is spiritual. It does not take so much time. You should remember, spiritual. It's like speed. There are different kinds of speed. Mental speed and physical speed. Physical speed, you have got a very good, nice air plane. Still, you will have to take 12 hours to reach London. But mental speed, you can immediately, within a second, you will reach. And spiritual speed is still more. Krishna said, Tattadeham Purandam Mameti. As soon as you have the body, immediately go to the sleep. That's spiritual speed. Immediate. Not that so many miles of Krishna loving, far, far about the material side and spiritual side. No. The spiritual speed is so high that tattadeham, as soon as we get this body, immediately. You can compare material speed and mental speed, and although you haven't got spiritual idea, still we can at least imagine what is the spiritual speed. The mental speed is so rapid that by this speedy airplane I'll have to take 4 hours. You can reach there in 4 seconds by mental speed. That is within our experience. And then we can imagine how speedy is spiritual. Is that true? No, by education. It is a science. It is not scientific. Everything is there.
How do you classify dreams?
The mental, subtle platform. Your gross body is not working, but your subtle mind is working, that's all. It is material.
Master is usually on a totally different level.
is quite obvious from the actions, the talks, the understanding and the experience. How close does one, usually one student, how close does he get to the master? How closely does he understand the master? Or he could interrelate himself to the master.
He's asking how intimate does the connection become between the master and the disciples?
But whatever you talk about, it comes from experience.
It is association. So you came yesterday, you come again. Similarly, if you come again and again, then you become one of them. Associate. You understand? And you become one of them. Remain in touch with the past, then you become one month, and then past. That example I gave you, I don't know, you put it into past, that you take that. It becomes one month or one day, or after 2 hours you change that the I don't know is dead on. So there is no one I don't know in the past. That's what it is. By association, one can become spiritual life. That is very important. All over the world with this purpose, to give the facility of association.
So many masters now, or so many.
That is your choice.
True.
It's like when you go to the market, there are so many shops. Now, it is your choice from which shop you have to purchase. First of all, you must know what is your need. If you want gold, and if you go to the cigarette shop, give me gold. Then what benefit will you get? He'll give you a cigarette and he'll cheat you. Here is gold.
Srila Prabhupada, is it possible to sit inside?
Yes.
There are 7-8 people.
Yes.
You can continue the discussion inside.
It's a small child. He does not know what is the meaning of going down, but he's doing it. This is association. But he's getting benefits.
True.
Not that because he does not know, he's not getting benefits. He's getting benefits.
Life and very serious about.
This is
the Hani is also very serious.
No, every Indian is a devotee. This is the privilege of taking part in it. There is naturally he is devotee, and if he takes little education, take advantage of the Vedic instructions, then his life is successful. In the Shastra it is said, even the demigods, they desire to take birth in India, because this facility is there in India. This facility, the land is so sanctified that anyone who takes the body from this land is born such a sanctifier. Now, if he further takes advantage of the Vedic knowledge, then his life becomes successful. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is that anyone who has taken birth in India make his life successful and then preach this knowledge to the outside world. The exact word is Bharat Bhavite Manusya Janma Haiya Jaya Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Paro Bhaka. Outside India, there is darkness. So it is the duty of the Indian to make his life perfect and spread his spiritual knowledge to the outside world. That is real welfare activity in the real life. That we are trying to do, unfortunately, we are not taking very seriously what glorious activities for India will be. They do not
appreciate. Does that mean that people from other regions, they it's not possible for them to achieve the highest
perfection? It's possible. Yes. If you take advantage of the highest college, then you become, there is possibility of become highly educated. You cannot become highly educated sitting down in a dark room. That is not possible. Is it possible? You have to associate, take admission in the society where people are actually highly educated. The advantage is there, the possibility is there, but you have to take it.
From their own religion.
Why being religion? We are talking of knowledge.
Knowledge is there in all
religions. Yes, religion is now misunderstood. Religion is described in the dictionary, a faith. So faith, your faith may be something, my faith may be something. That is not religion. Religion is described in the Vedic literature, the law given by God, that is religion. Dharmanta sāsād bhagavatva dītam. So, just like law means the order given by the state, similarly, religion means the order given by God. If you do not know what is God, what is His order, then what is your religion? Do you believe it or not? If you do not know what is God, if you do not know what is His word or what is His order, then where is your religion? If you do not know what is the government, and if you do not know what is the government's order, then where is the question law abiding? Hmm? Religion means, according to Vedic description, just like Krishna said, Mamekam Saranam. This is religion. Sarva Dharma Arpanitasya. You have all this nonsense. Surrender unto me. So what is the objection? Religion is one. Surrender to God. So what is the objection? And God says that you surrender to me. So what is the objection? So religion cannot be two, religion one. Surrender to God. If I say to a Muslim, they surrender to God, will you have any objection? If I say to a Christian, surrender to God, will he have any objection? Therefore, religion is one. There cannot be two religions. Why are you thinking other religions? There is no question of other religions. Religion is one. You accept it? Nobody should have any objection. And if you do not surrender to God, what is the meaning of your religion? It is bogus. That is the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma projita paitavatra. Here in this Srimad Bhagavatam, all this bogus type of religion is rejected. And what is that bogus type of religion? Bogus type of what? Who is religion does not know who is God and how to love him? That's all. Do you agree or not? So the religion cannot be two, religion one. God is one, and to offer our submission to him, that is religion. Simple thing. And God comes personally to demand it. Sarva dharman prasajya mam ekam sarva. This is it. Now say, what is your objection about this religion?
Religion
means surrender to God. Yeah, that is
that's
it. That is first class is faith which teaches how to surrender to God. Samani punthan parva dharma, jato bhakti galukha.
That is the highest knowledge.
It doesn't matter whether you are Mohammedan, Christian or Hindu or this or that. Whether you know God and you are fully surrendered to Him, that is the point. Otherwise, it is simply a waste of time. Samaye vahikimana. If you simply perform the ritualistic ceremony and very strictly, but then you have no idea of God, you do have no knowledge how to love Him, it is simply a waste of time. Samaye vahikimana. Dharma sanasthita pamsal visakshena pathati jat. Not father, it is the thing that is. Samaye vahikimana. You are very religious, very nice. But are you interested with God or dog? No, I am interested with dog. Then what is religious? Religion means you must be interested with God. That is religious. What is the report? How much they are interested?
£40 million.
Yes. £40 million are being spent in Germany to take care of dogs. This is advanced. Absolutely.
How to do this?
But then simply surrender to God immediately.
Then
for it,
you know.
You say, Sarva Dharma
Arpanitasya.
For
a layman who doesn't know anything about
it. No, people do not know, therefore God comes personally to teach you. Why don't you take the teaching? Why don't you take? Krishna is coming. Patshadari, I'm teaching you. Why don't you take the teaching? Sarvadharman, Purishtanji, Mahavir, Nansharva. Why don't you become fully surrendered to Krishna?
But for, you know,
that is another thing.
Someone, you know, has to create interest
first,
and then
they
will take, people will take the teaching.
That is conditional. But he was unconditional, sir. That is religion. Of course, if you cannot surrender unconditionally, then you at least practice. That is also in structure. Manmana bhava madbhakta madhyaji mahangavaskuru. At least think of Krishna. Manmana. What is the dividend? Do you think of Krishna? What is the dividend? Is there a dividend?
First has to surrender.
No dividend. If you chant Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, where is the dividend? That is the manmana. Apply your mind to Krishna. What is the difficulty? The difficulty is that we will not do it. That is our difficulty. We shall do everything but not this. That is the difficulty. Otherwise there is no difficulty. Everyone will teach about Bhagavad Gita. Concerned so many things they will speak, but nobody will speak that you surrender to Krishna. Rather they will say Krishna is 50 cents. There was no Krishna, there was no nothing, mislead. And he becomes a big scholar. The more he deviates you, misguide you, he becomes a big scholar. This is why. Is it not? There are so many scholars, politicians, philosophers, talking of Bhagavad Gita. Nobody is talking that Krishna surrendered to Krishna. Am I right or wrong? They will say, we have got different meaning of Krishna. No. This is the belief. Why different meaning of Krishna? All these sages, all these saintly persons, they have accepted Krishna. Just like Arjuna, when he understood Bhagavad Gita, he immediately accepted Krishna. Parabrahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitam, Paramatma. This is the understanding of Krishna. Sarva Vedam Ritam Manne, Jadvada Sikhesa. Kesava, whatever is spoken, I take it. All together, I achieve. Sarva Vedam Ritam Manne, all fact. And they are manufacturing some meaning. How do you understand Krishna? This is good. And now this movement has become little successful. People give me such credit, Swamiji has done wonderful. But I do not know what wonderful, I do not know any magic. I simply say that you accept Krishna or Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's good. That is my magic. And then accept it. Representing Bhagavad Gita as it is. Do not make any interpretation. The Krishna means this, Kurukshetra means this, Pandava means this, no. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. You have seen our Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
That's all. Before this, before this movement I started 10 years ago, so many sannis, philosophers came into Western country. Not a single person became a devotee of Krishna. That is our challenge. And now you'll find thousands and thousands. Because what is in there? As it is, therefore. No change.
It is in Sanskrit and it is very difficult to understand.
Not at all. What is difficult? Suppose Dharma Khetre, Kuru Khetre, Samavita, Ajitsava, Mamaka, Pajavas, Tema, Timakum, Makatanya. The Dharma Khetre, Kuru Khetre, Kuru Khetre is still there. And it is a Dharma Khetra, some Vedic order, Kuru Khetre, Dharma Mata. Still people go there by thousands and by millions as pilgrimage. So where is the difficulty? Dharma Khetra, Kuru Khetra. Unless you make difficult. But as the literature is, Dharma Khetra, Kuru Khetra, where is the difficult to understand it? Kuru Khetra is there and it is Dharma Khetra. Where is the difficult? Unless you make it difficult.
What is the meaning of as it is?
As it is, Kuru Khetra is Kuru Khetra, Dharma Khetra is Dharma, that is as it is.
Krishna is Krishna.
Krishna is Krishna, Parnava is Parnava, that is as it is.
Krishna explains who he is.
No, first of all, you have to understand. So Krishna is explaining himself and this. Matta Pardaranana, Vinti Yoshi. There is no more superior authority than you. You accept it. Why you accept another authority to understand Krishna? Krishna says, Matta Pardaranana. So there is no division, as it is. But we create division. If somebody asks me, where is your nose? If I say, here is my nose. And if I show
nose,
then it is you. If I show directly, here is my nose. Then it's not you. But if I want to do like this, then it is you. There is no difference. We have created difference. That is our folly. Therefore, there is no result. Present position that we have created difficulty in understanding Bhagavad Gita, and we Indians are now practically out of our own culture.
Those who don't understand Krishna,
how will you understand? It creates difficulty to understand Krishna. Krishna says, I am the supreme authority. I am the person who heard from Krishna. He said, Param Brahma, Param Dhava, Pavidam, Param Brahma. He accepts that Krishna is the supreme authority. Arjuna. And why we deviate? The speaker says that he is the supreme authority. And the listener, Arjuna, accepts him. Now why we interpret? Bhagya, Sarmaji. What right you have got interpreting?
Being perfect according to our own design.
Huh? You cannot, if you have your own design, don't touch Bhagavad Gita. That's your own design. And preach otherwise. Why you take advantage of Bhagavad Gita? This is criminal. If you have got a defined philosophy, you preach. Everyone has got the right. But why you misinterpret Bhagavad Gita? When you take advantage of the popularity of Bhagavad Gita and you speak nonsense, that is not good. That is, that has murdered the whole thing. And practically we see that. Bhagavad Gita as it is, you try to understand, you get the benefit, and your life is successful. Besides that, interpretation, when it is required, when things are understood directly, there is no question of interpretation. The law of interpretation is like this. When the things are not distinct, then you can interpret in your own way, I can interpret in my own way. But when the things are distinct, there is no question of interpretation.
So that we don't understand because we don't want to understand.
Yes, that is the point. We don't want to understand.
Because we have so many desires, we don't
want to understand. We want to become bigger than Krishna, than Arjuna. This is our point. But the process is, as the government in the Bhagavad Gita, evam parampara prastam simadarajantayo. You have to understand from the higher order to the sea. It is not required. As soon as you interpret, it is required. Ashwamedha, why you should interpret? If the meaning is clear, there is no chance of interpreting. If the meaning is not clear, then you can interpret. Dharma Kartava Purkata is clear. Why should interpret? If karma khetra, puri khetra is clear, why should you interpret? When things are clear, the interpretation means you are playing joke. Presenting Bhagavad Gita and tea. So they're being accepted all over the world. And we are getting good devotees, sincere devotees. All parts of the world.
Considering a master, you mentioned that the choice is yours, but you have to know what you're after. For instance, if you're after...
Whatever is in surrender to God, that is your choice. Whether you want to surrender or not, that is your business. We are offering everyone that you surrender to Krishna, or God. Krishna also says the same thing. You surrender to me, and we are asking, you surrender to Krishna, the business is the same. There is no sense as it is. Krishna says, you surrender to me, we say, you surrender to Krishna. There is no difference. As it is.
My question was, how could one choose by thinking such as ignorance?
By knowledge. Here is knowledge. You have not surrendered to God. You take the knowledge from God. You surrender to me. Here is knowledge. But then take it. That is the question of ignorance. He may be in ignorance, but when the knowledge comes directly, then that is to me, then he can do it. Just like a man is fallen in a dark well, he cries, save me, save me. An old man drops a rope, please catch it, I said. If you don't catch, then who falls? Comes directly, Prasrana Sadhana. And he says, do it. If you don't do it, then who's fault? It is your fault. If you don't catch it. Krishna says, here is the rope, catch it. I shall take it. I'll take it out of the square. But if you don't catch it, then who's fault it?
Once you surrender to God, do you still have to look for an
authority
to guide you, or Krishna helps you to find
it? Yes, Krishna is giving direction, but we have no such intelligence. Therefore, Krishna advises, Sarvidhi, Paripatena, Paripatena, Sevaya, Upadakshanti, Tadjana, Jnanina, Sattudakshana. You go to a person who has seen the truth, and you understand. Because they are not understanding Krishna directly or through the agent. They are misled, they are misinterpreting. That is their folly. They will not understand Krishna directly. Neither they will understand through Krishna's agent. That is their misguided.
Is it possible to understand Krishna directly?
No. You cannot if you are intelligent enough. Otherwise everyone can take to Krishna consciousness. He says that it's everyone. He is not saying to Arjuna, Sarva Dharma Arpanishad Yamame. Why don't you do it? Because you cannot understand. If you have understood, you have done it immediately. But you do not understand. Therefore Krishna Tadvidhi Paripatena Paripasnena Sevaya Upadakshanti. You have to understand. Through the person who Saptadarshini, who has seen Krishna. Saptadarshini, not theory. You have to patron such person, then he will show you. Very simple.